The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
You're tuned in to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, guiding your gridiron journey, none other than your host, former NFL lineman, Ross Tucker.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Monster Monday. And how about this? It is presented by Bear Aspirin, the official sponsor of Fans Hearts. We are coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada. Jack and I actually finishing up recording this on Sunday night because we want to make sure you A, have this episode bright and early on Monday morning, and wanted to tell you to expect some of the other episodes. Fantasy Feast should still be released around the same time. Same with the Even Money podcast. But because we're in the Pacific time zone, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, other than today's episode, will be released a little bit later this week. Our recording time at Radio Row is 5 to 7 a.m. Pacific time. That's 8 to 10 Eastern. So just a little programming note that a lot of the episodes this week will be coming out a little bit later than you expect. But man, Jack and I were at the set today. It is incredible. You're going to love it. It is so cool. And we've got some pretty cool guests lined up. Tomorrow night, we'll be at opening night talking with players. So should be a phenomenal week. You can, of course, always watch us on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, as well as on the DK Network, which is phenomenal. Very, very excited about what should be an awesome week. Jack and I just crushed some In-N-Out Burger. Jack had never been there before. Jack, what did you think?
I really liked it. I like the smash burger, like the thin type patties. So it was a home run for me.
Yeah, the first one was a home run for me. I really did not need to go back up the second time and order a second double-double. I am feeling that right now. That was a poor, poor choice by your boy. Good choice, by the way, to have Lisa McCaffrey joining us for our first episode this week. Christian McCaffrey's mother, perfect guest for this week before we talk to some of the players on Monday night. Let's get the perspective of one of the few people I can think of, Jack, that actually knows what it's like to be the wife, the spouse of a Super Bowl champion, and the mom of a player playing in the Super Bowl. It's Big Show time.
The Big Show.
You know, it's so funny because I'm so excited for my next guest who I worked with her husband for a while on Sirius XM, had an awesome dinner one time with them. That was so amazing. We should just talk about that, Lisa. I mean, Lisa McCaffrey, of course, I literally was doing the Air Force game, and I think maybe Ed saw me doing the Air Force game and texted like, is this you doing the Air Force game? I said, yes. Do you want to meet up after the game? He said, sure. So he gave me his address. I get to your house and you're like, we're going out to dinner.
I'm like, okay. I'm taking the red eye back. I'm like, okay, where are we going? They said, Shanahan's. Okay, and I thought it was just the three of us. Like, no, it's actually other people. I'm like, who? She said, Mike Shanahan. I was like, I highly recommend going to restaurants with people who the restaurant's named after. It's a cool experience.
Ross, are we allowed to say bad words on this?
You can. I try not to, but you can.
Okay, I'll try not to. Did you think we were messing around? We weren't messing around. No.
No. We're
going to invite
you
to dinner. We're going to take you to dinner. So come on. We're not going to
It was terrific. It worked out great. I mean, to be able to have like a steak and a few beers before my red eye home, like that's the dream. That's what I'll be trying to do in Vegas. You know what I mean? At the end of the week. It'll be awesome. Speaking of that, it's so funny, Lisa. Am I the first person to ever introduce you on a show and not say the wife of Ed McCaffrey or the mother of Christian McCaffrey? I specifically said to myself, I am not doing that because, first of all, she's awesome in a million ways in her own right, including the Your Mom podcast, which everybody should check out. But secondly, like, does that get old or are you used to it or are you proud of it or all of the above?
All the above. If I'm in a bad mood and someone may, I'm like, ah, or I'm mad at them. Let's say I'm mad at Christian or mad at Ed and they mention it, and then I'm like, yeah, they're not that great. But if they're on my top list and they mention it, then I'm proud. So run the gauntlet of emotion. Most of the time I'm proud. They're not that bad. Well, Ed probably is bad, but not Christian.
Okay. So let's start with that. Your son is going to play in the Super Bowl. And what's interesting to me about him is, you know, he's obviously had a lot of personal accolades. He's made a bunch of money. All those things are great. He strikes me, and there's a lot of guys like this, but there's some that aren't, that like this means a lot to him. Like, you know, the winning, the getting the Super Bowl, the winning it, it's not just like something he says for the cameras. Like he really, really wants this desperately.
Yeah, that is a 100% accurate statement. He knows what's at stake. He understands the history of the game. He knows, you know, what's happened in the past. He respects the players. He respects the game. This has been his dream since he was probably 7 years old, even younger. But I mean, he watched his father go through it, and he is very familiar with it. He's been in the Broncos locker rooms in the past and NFL locker rooms, and he just knows what's at stake. And it has been his dream since he was 7 years old. And so he wants it bad. And he just loves this team, man. These guys, this is just, he just feels like these guys have all just melded at the same time. It reminds me of the Broncos back in the day when all those players, there was something about that everyone, no one cared who got the ball. You know, they were blocking for each other. It wasn't, you know, who's going to be the starter. It wasn't about that. It was, we just want to win. And that's how he feels like he has that here. He feels like these players, everybody just wants to win so bad. So he understands this is a truly a special team, and he would love to win it with these guys. So he's excited.
That is awesome. It's funny because I talked to you for a while last year at the Super Bowl, and you were there as Christian was on like some TV show they were filming, you know. And so it's cool that the very next year you're able to go. I think I saw a quote. You were making headlines that you guys, you can't afford a luxury box or something at the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah. I don't know exactly what it said, but tell me about that.
Yeah, no, we are bottom of the barrel. We're just there. I'm so glad we got a ticket. That's for at this point. Oh my gosh. Yeah. The suites, the tickets, they are over the top price. I mean, with the Taylor Swift factor, I know she's your bestie. And also with being the new, you know, brand new stadium that everyone wants to go and attend and see that stadium, which is amazing, by the way. Yeah, I just think there's a lot of factors at play here, and it has just jacked up the price. But that's okay. We've got some seats and we're excited. And I'm more important. I'm just excited because I have my whole family together plus significant others. And I am so excited to have everybody together. I can't stand it. I'm busting. So it's because we don't get Christmases, Ross. Well, you know that we don't get Thanksgiving or Christmas. Everyone's all over doing their thing. So I never get that. So for me, this is like a little holiday. So I'm excited.
You sound exactly like my mom. I only have one sister. But there's nothing that makes my mom happier than when both of our families are together, including my nieces and nephew and my daughters. Like my mom, like That's all she wants. Like, she doesn't want, like, I get her a new car and she'd rather have what it would be, the 10 of us at like a Chick-fil-A. You know what I mean? Like that would make her
I'll
happy.
I'll take Waffle House. I'll take all of us, all 10 of us. That's our number at a Waffle House. I would literally take that and be perfectly happy. Let's go.
So, I'm curious, does it bring back memories? Because obviously you were there for that great ride you just talked about with Ed in Denver when they won it. And obviously you said there's similarities between the teams. It's got to be like almost like a flashback for you, you know, going through this again.
Yeah, it does. It absolutely does. And it's kind of fun because I'm helping Olivia navigate it. Olivia, you know, his fiance. And so just talking to her reminds me of all the stuff that I went through in the past between tickets, distributing tickets, where we're staying and all the logistics like that. And I just like watch all those young wives, girlfriends of the players. And it reminds me of back in the day when I was going through it. Yeah, it absolutely does. And back in the day, I wasn't thinking of the players' moms at the time so much, but now I'm doing it as a mom, which is just a whole different aspect. But it's I have to say, what a ride. I can't believe I get to ride his coattails like this. It's so much fun. It's a blast. It's the best. So
I get to be on the sideline for a conference championship game each year.
Love it.
And what's so cool about it is, especially if it's the home team, but sometimes the away team too, after they win and they do the trophy ceremony, right? To have all the families come down on the field.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I was right there with Travis Kelce when he kissed Taylor and the whole deal. And like, while I'm interviewing Mahomes, you know, his wife's with him. And while I'm interviewing Andy Reid, he literally has the arm around his wife. And his wife, by the way, hilariously says to me, have I ever told you you look like the guy from Dawson's Creek? Which people say the time.
No way. Yes, you do. I never thought of that. Oh my gosh. Yes.
It's so funny. But like that is the coolest thing for me. To see the families and like how much it means. I saw a video of Christian with his fiance, which is phenomenal. That is awesome. It's a really, really cool experience. I want you to compare. I know you get asked this all the time, but compare being a wife to a mom, you know, just watching the games, just going through it all. How is it different?
Yeah, great question. I mean, it's not that different, to be honest. Back in the day, I the only thing I was really distracted with my own kids, little kids. So when Ed was playing, I had Max and Christian in particular, and Dylan later on, but they were young. And so I'm always worried about them, like, okay, entertaining them so I can watch the game. Or did I leave them at home and I'm calling the babysitter to check in every now and then? I had that as a distraction because I'm always like, oh, I can always go back to that. So this one is it's your kid now playing and there's, it's a whole different level. You're nervous, you're worried. I have zero control over the outcome, no matter what I wear, even if I've worn it every winning game, you know, no matter what I do. So I would love some sort of control and I have none. So that is a very difficult position to be in, but it's your kid. So I have to say it's a whole nother level. But I was back in the day, I was still nervous for Ed and just wanting him to succeed and the team to succeed. So it's just equally, it's even more nerve-wracking. I'll say that.
I don't know if it's because of their personalities. My mom was more worried about me getting hurt. And my wife was more just wanting me to do well. I don't know if that makes sense, but like that was the difference. Like my wife wasn't really that worried about me getting hurt. I mean, probably a little bit, but was more like wanted me to be happy after the game, you know? Whereas my mom like would shut her eyes and be like, is he okay? Is he okay?
Your
like
mom, that was your mom has thing. Probably had probably seen more things. She had, you know, seen, you know, a lot more. So both of those are top concern. 100%. And, you know, like I said, it's out of your control. You don't know what's going to, it's the ultimate reality show watching a football game. Cause you do not know what's no matter what those bettors say at Vegas, you do not, and they don't know what's going to happen. It's better than any rose ceremony you could possibly watch. It's intense. And man, when you have a vested interest, you see, I saw the video of the one guy who's watching the Niner game and he walked outside. What are you doing? And that's literally how we are. We're like sitting somewhere. And if things go, but they're not going well, we all switch seats. And then if things are going well, no one's allowed to move. It's like, it's the dumbest thing, but it's one way to just kind of get control. So, but yeah, I absolutely think that might be, on spot on about worrying about being injured and also worrying about them doing well as well, because you want them to feel fulfilled and satisfied by the end of the game, no matter what. So
I think most people know this, but I mean, you have four boys, all ridiculous athletes, you know, all four, you know, Power Five, obviously, Duke and Michigan and Nebraska, and then some of them transferred and this, and obviously Christian went to Stanford.
Right. And
what's interesting too, because I think Christian's the smallest of the four, right? Shortest. Right. Was there anything, because they're all obviously really high level athletes, and then Christian was able to take it to even a higher level. Did you know that when they were younger? Like, was that noticeable when they were like in junior high and high school, or not really? Did you think that they were all like that? They were all the same.
They all played different positions, except the younger two both played quarterback. So I would judge them based more on the positions they were in. None of the others really played running back. So Christian was sort of in a league of his own in that sense. And then the Max was a receiver at Duke. He was a wide receiver, similar to Ed. So I'd compare, you know, Ed was on it by comparing him at that stage, you know, where he was, would he make it, all that. Dylan and Luke a little bit, they were both quarterbacks, but they were a very different style quarterback. Dylan was a more pocket passer. Luke was more scrambler. And so they were different. So it was, hard to just, you know, apples to apples. It was, I hated comparing them. I mean, you obviously can't help it a little bit. They always are like, well, who's the fastest? Who would win in one-on-one basketball? And they have those arguments all the time. So, which is kind of fun to hear. But I mean, I knew that Christian was a good running back. I know that. Like, he was pretty good at it because he was pretty good even from a young age. And you don't know each level they would advance to. You never knew if they would succeed at the next level. I remember when him going to college, I'm like, gosh, it's been a great high school run. You know, hopefully he can do pretty well at the next level. So, and he ended up doing pretty well. So it was good. So.
And you, how much do you think it helps people that don't know, Lisa was a really good soccer player, high level soccer player at Stanford. How much do you think that helps? I don't mean the genetics that you gave the boys. I mean, just your perspective on high level athletics.
I played in college. At the time I didn't think there was an opportunity to play after that. But I could pull a little bit from my experience, like being on a team, being a team player. And I loved that aspect and sort of, you know, teaching the boys how to be a good teammate. I hope I was a good teammate. It's definitely different when they were younger. Ed jokes that I coached them in little leagues. I like literally like 5 year old soccer. And Ed thinks that the only reason none of them continued playing soccer was because I was such a hard coach. That it could not be further from the truth. The reason is they both were, football and soccer were at the same time, the same season, and they chose football. That's why. So shut up, Ed.
I love that. My other question I'm curious about as it relates to the boys, obviously Christian has this ridiculous all pro, Pro Bowl, all that stuff. Talk to me about what that's like for the other three boys.
Gosh. Yeah. I have to be honest. They are so excited for him. They've just watched him work his nuts off. He works so hard and they see it, and they all think nobody deserves it more than him. They just see what he does and they couldn't be happier. They really couldn't. They're sometimes they get a little self-conscious, like, oh, I don't want to, you know, they all want to make it on their own. They don't want to make it because he's Christian's brother. And I'm like, and I told him, hey, no one's giving you any, you know, if anything, they're going to, you know, judge you in a negative way because of it. But that's their paranoid about that, but they support him and they could not be happier for him. They're happier than anyone out there because that he's had some success. So it's kind of fun to watch.
I saw a video recently where when Christian was in ninth grade playing varsity or something like that, he got hit and some coach said, you're you know what, just like your dad. Who's the coach that's saying that to a ninth grader?
So
that Whose dad played in the NFL for doubles? Like, who is this coach?
And Ed was, and it's so funny, ironic, because Ed was known for being so tough. Like, that was what he was known. You could knock him on his speed or whatever you want, but he was known for being, he went over the middle, he blocked, you know, that was, he was known for being a tough wide receiver. So that's why it was so ironic. It was funny. The guy was a complete bonehead, meathead coach. Like, he wears his own Letterman jacket to games, and so he's on the sideline watching our school play. He was just a pompous guy that just, I'm thankful my kids did not go to his school. Let's say that. So yeah, it was just the best. And Christian Looks had the best response. He goes, "Hey, I'm 14 years old, buddy." Like, it was the perfect response. So yeah.
That is amazing. All right. Last thing. Tell me about, I know you've been doing it for a while now, and I know it's really popular and you've had a lot of success. Tell me about the Your Mom podcast, why you started it and how it's going.
Yeah. It's oh my gosh. It's one of the most fun things I've done. I co-host a podcast called Your Mom with Ashley Adamson, who's been the Pac-12 reporter for over a decade now. She's phenomenal. So we have moms of successful children on our podcast, and we interview them, trying to find, you know, a key, like, what's the secret ingredients to have these incredible kids. So, and we've interviewed, oh my gosh, Sonia Curry, Jan Kittle, like a lot of the Niner moms in particular, because that's been our connection. And it has just been so much fun. It's been great listening to these moms and their stories of these like enormously successful kids, because nothing can humble a kid or give you the true story of the kid other than their mom. So yeah, it's been amazing. We've had such a great ride. It's so fun. So I love it. I look forward to it every week.
I think I've told this before, and I love it. Some of the most popular episodes I've had, and I've been doing this for over 10 years now, were when I had my mom on, my wife on, because I think, you know, people like think they know me because of the show and they have that relationship. So to hear someone like a loved one, but also just like to keep it real, like my wife is very clear that like getting cut and injured and my wife is very clear that it's not like the glamorous thing that everybody thinks it is. You know what right. I mean? Like, and I think people were like, it'll take it aback by that.
Yeah. Even walking into the Super Bowl, like, you know, we're not in a suite, you know, it's not all like glamour. It's pretty stressful. Yeah. Moving around, getting cut, and then having to pick up and move. Max was on 8 teams in 1 year, like sleeping in teammates' basements, literally. So yeah, they have no idea, but a mom can tell those stories and tell them from, you know, a mom's point of view, which is fascinating. So that's why we started it. And it's been so fun. It's been great.
I love it. Lisa, congrats on the success. Enjoy the Super Bowl. That's awesome. I'll be happy for you guys for sure if the Niners can get it done. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Go Niners.
Really enjoyed talking with Lisa McCaffrey. She's awesome. You know what else I enjoyed? Last Wednesday, getting the brand new door from westshorehome.com/Ross. That's where you can go and see everything and get signed up for a free estimate. And yes, they do have the before and after pictures of our new front door, entryway, whatever you call it, up at westshorehome.com/Ross. If you've ever wondered what the front of my house looks like or what the front door looks like, westshorehome.com/Ross. Second time I've had them do a project at my house. Second time I have been thoroughly, thoroughly impressed by their professionalism. They just do really, really quality work. They got there, I don't know, 7:30, and were done by 4:30. They got it all done in a day, and it was not an easy project because we have like bricks in our entryway. I don't know, but it was awesome the way they got it done. I have no idea why anyone wouldn't at least go to westshorehome.com/Ross to get the free estimate, because then you are guaranteed to get something signed from me, which is pretty darn awesome as well. westshorehome.com/Ross.
Tux Takes.
All right, Ross, the Chiefs are designating running back Jerick McKinnon to return from IR.
Right, I'll be curious to see, you know, if he's able to play in the Super Bowl and how effective he could be. Obviously, he really adds something to the Chiefs in the passing game, but that's tough when you've been out as long as he's been out. I don't know if they'll put him ahead of either Pacheco or Clyde Edwards-Helaire in that role.
Browns are allowing offensive line coach Bill Callahan to leave to join his son Brian with the Tennessee Titans.
So I'm a little like, I totally understand Bill Callahan wanting to coach with his son. And I think that that's phenomenal. I'm glad they're able to do it. I had said it on Cleveland radio, and I'll say it here, Jack. I kind of feel like the Browns should have made the Titans give them a draft choice. And maybe the NFL, you know, didn't want them to set that precedent, but position coaches matter a lot. Bill Callahan is a difference maker. He's under contract. Just let him go for free. I don't really understand. I mean, if head coaches go for first round picks, I don't know why Bill Callahan couldn't go for something. Just like I don't know why people don't make it easy on themselves by ordering it on DoorDash. Now you can root for your squad while your food and drinks are on the way. So that means burgers, chips, dips, soda, pizza, wings, so much more delivered straight to your door. And then you can be like me all week at the Super Bowl, washing it down with Labatt Blue Lights with my friends or colleagues or Jack, living life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York, as I wear my Labatt quarter zip.
The Raiders are hiring Luke Getsy as offensive coordinator after contract talks with Cliff Kingsbury break down, and he signs with the Commanders as their OC.
Right, so that's wild, because I really would have thought that Kingsbury would rather stay out on the West Coast, that Kingsbury would rather be in Vegas. Seems like it's more his speed, so I guess I wonder what the deal is there. But he got a three-year deal from Washington. Maybe the Raiders weren't willing to do that. And if so, that's a bad look for the Raiders that they got beat out financially by Washington. I thought Getsy was fine. I thought he got a little bit too much flack in Chicago, and I think he'll do a nice job for the Raiders. I also think we're done here. Let's have a great week.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also check out Even Money, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network on Samsung TV Plus, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.
Shout out to myfrontpagestory.com. You guys have heard me say it before, but anybody listening that gets a story for Valentine's Day for a loved one at myfrontpagestory.com, forward me the confirmation email when you do that. I guarantee I will sign and send a press pass to you. Guarantee. It's no like entering a contest or what happens if this happens or that, or maybe you win. No, no. You definitely win. Myfrontpagestory.com. You got backofficeschedule.com, steakhousesports.com, human@nyc.com, sporticulture, and Pizza Boy Brewing.